listening to Blick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff, brought to you by the National Science Teachers Association. Today's episode, Incredibles 2.
Change people's perceptions about superheroes, and Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
Whoa! I like Mom's new job! Bye, sweetie.
I'll watch the kids, no problem.
That's not the way you're supposed to do it, Dad. They want us to do it this way.
I don't know that way. Why would they change math? Math is math.
Okay,
math,
Dad.
Is math.
With 14 years between the first and second Incredibles movies, a large fraction of the Incredibles 2 audience had not even been born when the first film came out. Pixar has brought back most of the lead voice actors, Craig T. Nelson as Mr. Incredible, Holly Hunter as Elastigirl, Samuel L. Jackson as Frozone, and Sarah Vowell as Violet Parr. Though we have had to wait for this sequel, the action picks up just days after the final scene of the first Incredibles movie, when the Underminer appeared to threaten Municiburg. Family battles the Underminer, but he gets away with the contents of at least one bank, and his boring machine causes a great deal of damage to the city. The police arrest the Incredibles and threaten them with prosecution for using their powers in violation of the anti-superhero laws. The family also learns that the agency that had created new identities for superheroes and helped them find normal jobs is shutting down. They have just 2 weeks in a hotel before they will be on their own. Fortunately for the Parrs, Winston Dever, voiced by Bob Odenkirk, saw their fight against the Underminer and is a fan of superheroes. He and his sister Evelyn run DevTech, a large, very profitable communications company. Winston wants to change the anti-superhero laws and recruits Elastigirl to be the center of a pro-supers campaign. Mr. Incredible is hurt to be passed over for the public role, but commits to taking care of the family while Elastigirl is out fighting crime. This is perhaps the main indication of how much time has passed between the two Incredibles movies. Representation of female characters has dramatically changed. For much of the movie, we see Elastigirl out fighting the bad guys while Mr. Incredible parents 3 children on his own. There's quite a bit of cool physics the teachers could also attach to this superhero story. I'll start with thinking about spring energy. Now, of course, Elastigirl's superpower is her flexibility. She's able to alter her shape almost without limits, stretching her arms and legs dozens of meters or ballooning her body into a parachute. When she stretches, her body seems to act like a spring, which means the farther she stretches, the greater the force it takes to stretch her. This also means the farther she stretches, the more energy she stores and can use later. The relationship between force and distance in a stretched spring is F equals minus kx, where x is the distance from the unstretched state of the spring, or superhero. The negative sign shows that the force of the spring is always pushing or pulling the spring back to its unstretched shape, so the force is always opposite the direction of the compression or extension. K is the spring constant and is generally a property of the particular spring you're using. The energy stored in the spring is equal to the work needed to stretch it, and work is force times distance, so that means that the energy stored is equal to kx squared. With this relationship, we can calculate how much Elastigirl would have to stretch her arms to launch herself into the air, if we know her spring constant. I'm going to estimate a reasonable number, based on bungee cords, of 500 newtons per meter for Elastigirl's spring constant. It would also be possible to try to estimate K using data from the film, but that would be a more challenging exercise. Now, for the rest of this calculation, I suggest going to the online or print version of this podcast. So, if she stretches her arms about a third of the way up the building, she has stored enough energy in her arms to launch herself to the top. The trampoline technique she uses to send Mr. Incredible after the Underminer is also based on storing spring energy, so the physics is very similar. Now let's think about drag. When you move an object through a fluid, that is, a liquid or a gas, friction opposes that motion. Physicists generally call fluid friction drag. Incredibles 2 features 2 notable drag examples, one where Elastigirl increases drag and another where a ship is designed to decrease it. Slowing or stopping things by making herself into a parachute is a trick Elastigirl uses more than once in the film, and she used it in the original as well. Parachutes in general work by making a large surface area that does not move easily through air. As long as Elastigirl can hold onto the object and her body doesn't tear, this is a very effective way to safely slow and even stop a variety of objects, including vehicles. The climactic battle of Incredibles 2 occurs on DevTech's boat, the Everjust, which is a hydrofoil. Hydrofoil vessels can go much faster than traditional watercraft because the majority of the hull is lifted out of the water when underway, thereby greatly reducing the drag force on the ship. When a hydrofoil is moving fast enough, wing-shaped foils in the water create lift, which holds the hull up. At low speeds, the foils don't create enough lift to support the boat, so it looks like a normal boat. As it speeds up, the foils generate more and more lift, eventually raising the hull out of the water. I've long been a fan of The Incredibles, and this sequel is as good or better than the first film. It's great to see Elastigirl taking the lead, and Jack-Jack's battle with the raccoon is an amazing bit of physical comedy in the middle of the movie. I focused on the physics of Elastigirl's springy superpower and on two examples of drag in this column, but I could also see talking about hypnosis in a psychology class and the changing properties of materials with temperature in a basic physical science course.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.